Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver. I'm Cindy Broad, reporting for Stockhouse Media. Our coverage of the Denver Gold Forum 2019 continues with the next company on our roster, Condor Gold. I'm pleased to chat with Mark Child, who is the chairman and CEO of Condor Gold. Condor trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the symbol COG. Welcome, Mark. Tell our investors a little bit about the history of Condor Gold and give them a bit of an overview.
Yes, Condor Gold initially listed on the London market 14 years ago. And we picked up a Langer project in Nicaragua, which hosted the former Mina Langer, operated by a Canadian company, Naranda Gold, produced 500,000 ounces of gold, but the mine closed in 1956. Under my CEO period, we've raised $60 million. There's been over 80,000 meters of drilling. We have 2.4 million ounces of gold, high grade, 4 grams. We have 1.2 million of indicated, 1.2 million of inferred. And within the indicated, we have a reserve of 675,000 ounces, which we've got permitted. So we have a single pit that's permitted.
Fantastic. Can you tell our investors a little bit about what it's like to explore for gold and mining in Nicaragua, what the permitting might be like, what the country looks at for gold mines?
It's relatively underexplored, and B2Gold have been the big player in Nicaragua for the last decade. You get the concessions for 25 years. There's a 3% royalty to the government. There's 30% corporation tax. It's a good place to operate, although it can take up to 12 months to actually get a new concession and permit, partly because the government's given it to you for 25 years, but the exploration and exploitation permit is wrapped up in one permit.
Okay. Long-term strategy around the company. What's your vision, and what are you looking at accomplishing in the next long-term?
Well, we got the permits to construct and operate the mine last year, and that's to build a mine with a capacity of 2,800 tonnes per day. And out of that single pit, we can produce either 80,000 ounces of gold a year or 100,000 ounces of gold a year, depending how quick we do it. We're looking to increase that because we've got two small feeder pits. We announced the resource increase in January this year. We do everything to 43-101 and announced that new resource in January. One of those feeder pits is 120,000 ounces at 8.6 grams, so it's super high grade. Mm-hmm. And in aggregate, 230,000 ounces at 5.5 grams. So when we get those permitted, and we'll put the applications in next month, hopefully permits in the next few months, you'll increase it from the PFS size from 80,000 ounces of gold a year from open pits to 120,000, so a 50% increase for a 7-year life. In addition to that, we have 1.2 million ounces of underground at high grade, but we, in the difficult market we haven't drilled out the underground and added in the mine plan, but the potential is there to add that later. Mm-hmm. We also think we're on a 5 million ounce gold district, so we've been quiet in the background doing the soil geochemistry over a 500 square kilometer area. And the magnetic surveys we've done a lot of mapping and new structure models. So it's a prolific district, we believe.
Fantastic. How long does it normally take to build a mine to get that permitting done?
It took us 3 years. So we had, it was a bit of backwards and forwards. We originally had some resettlement to do, then that was tricky. So we redesigned the pit to avoid resettlement. But at the end of the day, it's an old mining town that's got 40% poverty. And we have a lot of artisanal miners, and we had a public hearing, and we had the community, 500 people attending, standing on the chair saying, "We want jobs, we want the mine." So it was a success. Mm-hmm. but it took a bit of time.
Okay, interesting. Can you tell me a little bit about, you've been around for 14 years, but you're sort of newly listed on the TSX.
That's correct.
Can you sort of explain that to us and let investors know sort of how to find you? You're a new story in Canada, so.
Yes, well, one of our main shareholders is Ross Beattie, who's mm-hmm. very well known in Canada.
Yes.
So he's a 7% shareholder. One of his requirements after he put money in on three placements now, in fact, he put money in on the last placement in July this year. Well, we've raised $7 million this year, so he's maintained a 7% shareholding. And he said that we should get listed on CADA. And when we went to listing committees, they said, come straight on to the TSX, don't bother with the TSXV. That was the feedback. We did that last year in January, and I took a long-term view that Canada is the place for us to be dual listed, because there are so many Canadian companies operating in Mexico, Central, South America. That's a natural home, not London, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But because the market's been closed in a way in Canada until recently, we didn't raise money at the time of listing. We listed by what's called an introduction, where if you're London listed, the Canadian exchange recognizes London. We issued a new 43-101 and a prospectus, which of course are all on SEDAR and our Canadian website. But we haven't yet placed stock into Canada because the market's not been right. We've been able to raise the money in London anyway from our main shareholders. But going forward, we want to step up our interest in Canada, step up our marketing, and have more Canadian shareholders on board.
That sounds very exciting. And finally, what can you tell our investor audience regarding the current valuation of your stock and why it's a good buy right now?
Well, we've got the critical mass. We've got 4 grams, which is high grade. The open pillable material of almost 1 million ounces is at 3 grams, which is great. The all-in sustaining cash costs are lower quartile on the reserve number. They're $690 an ounce. Our IRRs are at 31%. Ounces in the ground, we trade at $12 per resource ounce in the ground, which is lower quartile again. So I think, you know, people looking at it now, it's quite a compelling, attractive investment. And we own 100%. You know, we don't give 20% away to any third party, government, or whatever. And Nicaragua is mining friendly and permitting everything. So we're in the right jurisdiction from that perspective.
Right. Well, it sounds like a very interesting play. Thank you so much for joining me today. I've been speaking with Mark Child, who is the chairman and CEO of Condor Gold. Condor trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the symbol COG. I'd like to thank you once again, Mark, for joining us today and sharing some insightful information about Condor Gold with our Stockhouse podcast listeners. It's definitely a new play for them that I'm sure they'll want to investigate further. I'm Cindy Broad for Stockhouse Media and the Stock Talk Metals and Mining Sector podcast from the floor of the Denver Gold Forum. Thanks very much for listening. Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Dealroom on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.